The summer tourist season in western Massachusetts is nearing an end. WAMC recently sat down with Mayor Linda Tyer, who says Pittsfield has shown growth and predicts a busy shoulder season too.
We had a fabulous summer here in the city of Pittsfield, and we're about to approach the fall season, so I think that we'll continue to see lots of visitors. And then when winter comes, we may not see as many visitors, but there are still so many activities that people who live in our city can partake in.
What were some of the highlights that happened this summer?
So Barrington Stage, for example, had a very successful summer. They opened the Wolfson Center on North Street, which has brought their organization to another part of our city. So now we have actors and performers and set designers and administrative staff walking up and down the street as they traverse from Wolfson Center out to the Barrington Stage's main stage. They had on their Wednesday and Friday matinees anywhere from 400 to 500 vehicles parking in our downtown, which brings that many people to our restaurants and to the theater and to our retail establishments. Third Thursday has continued to attract thousands and thousands of people for that free downtown street festival.
Paxis Street, how many people come out to a Third Thursday on maybe any given Third Thursday?
So I think we see anywhere from, 8 to 10,000 people spending time downtown on that night. We've had beautiful weather this year. We didn't really have any rainouts. It was well-planned and well-attended. We've got Friday's Art Walk, which can attract anywhere from 200 to 300 visitors who take advantage of the art that's displayed in the various establishments downtown. Berkshire Theater Group, the Colonial Theater, had a banner summer. They performed Music Man with local performers, and some of our young actors were able to participate in this theater event, Summer Stock Theater, right here in Pittsfield. So it's been great for downtown. Our restaurants have been packed. I know when I come downtown to have dinner, I'm often surprised that I'm not going to get a table right away, and I'm happy to wait because that is a sign of success, that all of our efforts are starting to pay off.
These summer events help bolster what happens for the city throughout the rest of the year. People are still coming during the off season, if there is even an off season anymore, and it helps establish an economic stance for the city, especially in the Upstreet Cultural District, which was renewed by Mass Cultural Council this year. Looking back at now the 5 years that it's been here in the city, was it a no-brainer to renew it?
Well, it was an honor to be the very first city chosen for the cultural district designation from Massachusetts Cultural Council. And it was a no-brainer to renew it. We consider them to be a very important partner in the work that we do to make our downtown a vibrant place. And you mentioned, fall is coming, winter is coming, and we still have lots of things to do and enjoy in our downtown. And we have a beautiful new boutique hotel, which is open year-round. So if you want to stay in a fun, funky place, we now have that in our downtown to complement some of the other accommodations that are offered throughout the city. So there's a lot to do here, and so I'm really proud of what we've accomplished, and we need to continue to nurture it and support it, and hopefully in 10 years or so we'll have something unique and funky in the Tyler Street corridor that will complement everything that's happening on North Street.
Something that you highlighted when National Endowment for the Arts Chairwoman Jane Chu was visiting this summer was that the city needs to bolster itself not only as a tourist destination for people, I guess, around the world, as we saw with the Italian delegation, a sister city's trip over here, but also that it needs to be a place where its residents can feel inspired. How has the city residents' perception of the city might have changed since all this stuff is now around?
Well, I think that this is a great example of how a city can redesign its future and its destiny. I think we went through a very long period of not knowing who we were and what we wanted to be, and that has changed dramatically in the last 15 years. And that's not to say that we don't continue to support business development through advanced manufacturing and other kinds of businesses that exist in the city of Pittsfield. But now what we actually have is a very diverse economy so that if there is a downturn in one aspect of the economy, we won't have the sort of devastation that we experienced when we were a one-company town. So I'm really proud of how enriched our economic fabric has become over the last 10 years.
That's Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer.